Butler, Highland, San Diego, California, September 26, 1902. Dear Brother Highland Butler, I have received your letter, which was remailed to me from St. Helena. W.C. White and I have both read the letter, and also one from your father. I will say, my dear brother, that I cannot see why there should be any question in your mind in regard to what is the will and the way of the Lord. In the South, there is opened before you an important field in which you can work for the Lord just as well and acceptably as the one in which you are now working. Your father's pleading for you to come, and his need of your help, should answer the question for you. Were I in your place, I would believe that I had received the answer to my prayers that showed me my duty, and I would not hesitate about obeying the call. I do not see how you could do your duty to your father and be clear before the Lord should you refuse to go. You are merely called from one part of the Lord's vineyard to another part, which is in as much need of your help as the part in which you are now laboring. But the weightiest consideration is your father's necessity. The Lord has specified your duty in this respect. His word is more forcible than any words I could speak to you. Therefore, I say, come, and the Lord will go before you. See Isaiah 52, verse 12. On every hand fields are opening before us. There is a great dearth of workers, but the Lord will work for us. The night of September 24th, I slept from about 8 o'clock till half past 10. The Lord gave me special instruction in regard to the impartation of the Holy Spirit to our people. They are in danger of going on in their own wisdom, without the wisdom that God gives. They are in danger of becoming so deeply engrossed in business transactions that the glory of God, which must be revealed in our works if we proclaim the message successfully, will be left on one side. There is danger that the light He has given will be made secondary to human devising. We need the Holy Spirit of God. Then there will be no stagnation in our work. God's servants will be filled with life-giving power. For several nights I had been starting my work at 1 and 2 o'clock. I was in need of rest, but I felt that I must write out the instruction given me. I dressed, and after praying earnestly, I began writing in my diary, and for several hours I wrote as fast as my pen could go. When the Lord presents a subject before me, I dare not delay. I rise at once and write out the instruction given. I shall not have time to write more, for I wish to send this letter to you today. I cannot say to you, do as you please, or as any one of your brethren pleases. Give yourself, body, soul, and spirit, to Him to do His will, and then rest in the assurance that He will care for you. He desires you to look to Him, to receive His counsel, and to glorify His holy name. We shall expect to see you soon, so I will not send you a copy of what I wrote yesterday morning. In much haste,